fungi you never see. You only see them in the period that they make their fruiting body, as it is called, which is the mushroom, which is the visible part. But it is always there, which perhaps is also the reason why we have overlooked them. They have a good deal of invisibility. There's much taking place that we don't see, because they always live in the substrate, in the underground, which on which they feed. Whether it's us, or the forest, or the plant host, or the soil, they're always there. And they are there with a structure called the mycelium. The mycelium is like a spider web. It consists of tiny little thin threads which are structured together to form the fruiting body. But in times that there is no fruiting body, which is most of the year, that mycelium, which is threads, is still alive. Goes on and on and on, and it expands, and it expands, it becomes larger and larger. And it grows and grows. Of course, dependent on the possibilities. When it grows on a substrate that doesn't allow it any expansion, it won't. But when the substrate allows this, it will only grow larger and larger, always from the tips. And its essential shape is a circle. Just like a fairy ring, you know, a group of mushrooms that stand in a circle. The original organism was sitting here, and it expands. And from here it expands, and from there it expands, and so on. It becomes larger and larger and larger. Because look at the mold. Look at the mold on your bathroom wall. There will always be a circle. Look at the mold at your apples, this bluish, hairy, silky molds that sit on your apples. It's always a circle, because it has the same, it expands to the outside.
Bovista also grows in a big...
Yeah, Bovista also grows in a circle, called fairy rings. Look at the ringworm on your skin. You know ringworm? Which is not a worm, it's a fungus. Always sits in a circle. And so on. So there is the idea of expansion. And there are examples of expansion of mushrooms which are incredible. There are certain mushrooms found in North America, certain states of North America, which in terms of volume, when you would weigh all the threads together, you would put them on a scale, have more weight than a blue whale. More weight than a blue whale, and they have been there for 1500 years. And they have a surface of, I might be wrong, somewhere here, 120 hectares. Which is an incredible size. So the whole idea of expansion in a small form or in a large form is, in my belief, what characterizes fungi.